Watson, which will be first broadcast on Wednesday morning at 9:05. Now, just before Saturday Night Theatre, here's a bit of fun for radio drama fans. Do you have a pen and paper handy and an ear for a voice? Then listen to this.
Appointment with Fear. This is your storyteller, the man in black. Here again to bring you another story in our series, An Appointment with Fear.
In 1939, on the day war broke out, that actor, along with 35 others, formed the original Radio Repertory Company. Did you recognize him? Ever since then, the Radio Repertory Company has been the cornerstone of radio drama. In fact, it's now called the Radio Drama Company, but still affectionately known as the Rep. Next month, as part of the continuing 50th anniversary celebrations, we'll be having a party for members of the Rep, both past and present. You can join us in these celebrations, but first, we have a little test for you. See if you can answer these five questions related to actors from the Rep since 1939. Question one you've already had. Remember the voice at the beginning?
An Appointment with Fear.
Question two. One of the most famous of all radio actresses will always be remembered as Steve, Paul Temple's wife.
I've been reading about it in the paper. Mr. Temple, usually so self-possessed, was irritated when our reporter asked about the stolen car. Don't ask me what happened, snapped Britain's number one private eye.
Who was she? Question three. What is the relationship between these two actors, one of whom won the Sony Award for Best Actor 1989?
9 years ago. Not out to sea. That's what your gran said. She was always afraid of water. The sea. But she's a sea-going boat. The Painted Lady. That's what I argued. And your dad insisted. We'll cross the sea to the other side.
When you enter Spiro's, you simply leave the insanity of the day behind. You're restored in spirit, not by opulence, but by dignity.
Question four takes us into the fantastical world of Lewis Carroll. Who is the actress who plays Alice, and who was her partner in a Carla Lane comedy that made them both famous?
Well, one thing is certain. The White Kitten had nothing to do with it. It was your fault entirely, do you hear? You naughty black kitten.
The final question you dare not get wrong. Question five. Who am I? I am the man in black.
And I wish you well. Oh, and on a personal note, may I say I do hope I'm not banished to the basement of Broadcasting House again for quite so many years. Au revoir.
Well, if you didn't get his voice, he'll be back to haunt you soon as the Man in Black in a new series of Fear on Four. Now, answers on a postcard, please, to the Radio Drama Competition. Room 6070, Room 6070, BBC, Broadcasting House, London W1A, 1AA. First class post only as soon as possible. Correct answers and winners will be announced just after 8:40 a.m. That's 8:40 a.m. on Monday, the 3rd of September. But now on Radio 4, our Saturday Night Theatre play.
You can't. You heard the doctor, Maureen.
Doctors, I'm going
I really do advise against any exertion.
I'll tell the manager, you're too
no,
bad.
No, just let her turn us, so stop fussing round me.
You're in no state to perform, Miss Lloyd.
Give the doc his spinny and shove him out, Bella.
Her number's up on the board. Is she coming on over?
I don't think
she can.
Of course
I am. I can hack it. And I'm that bad.
Please, Maureen, listen to the doctor. You're not well.
Help me up, Bella. Tell her to play the anthem. Tell him the Queen is coming!
Mary Lloyd, Queen of the Halls by Steve Trafford, with Elizabeth Mansfield as Mary Lloyd.
You sure about this?
Leg out, give me the brandy. You don't have to kill yourself, Maury.
It's my boys and girls out there. I don't never let them down. Here we go.
God help us. I knew it. She's dry.
Shh. Sorry I'm late. I was just wetting me cool boy's whistle.
She does it.
Like a bucket of frogs on me. I had a run-in with me old man last night. He gave me a bob on the nose, so I'll give him two and a kick in the orchestra stalls. Easy to be mistaken in your met, now that goes. Three husbands I met. First one, only thing we had in common was we both got married on the same day. He swore we'd live happily ever after. He did. Ever after, everything in skirts. Right, misery guts with me. Face, like they've been brewed up with a pickled onion for a dummy. I would never eat back for a gold pig. All right, I'm coming. I'm very fond of ruins. Ruins I love to scan. You'd say I'm very fond of ruins if you saw my old man. I went out in the country for a stroll the other day. I love to study history and pubs along the way. I came across an abbey. Ooh, it was crumbled all to bits. It looked a relic of a bygone day. A gentleman said, "What is this?" I said, "Oh, excuse me, sir. I'll tell you all about it, if I may." It's a bit of a ruin the Cromwell knocked to bed a bit. Oh, and all of the Cromwell knocked to bed a bit. In the gay old days, there used to be some ruins. No wonder the poor old abbey went to ruins. The house of studied history, singing scared of it. One of the ruins of Cromwell knocked to bed a bit. Second husband, oh, he was a lovely fella. An entertainer on the halls, a custo comic. It didn't half cost me. He was forever travelling round the country. No sooner was he in from one hall than he was out to another. Like the blooming boat race. In it. No joke, I can tell ya. I've shocked him round the ruins and explained to him its charms. He said, "Let us adjourn and call it the Common Cromwell Arms." So in the Cromwell Arms we spent the best part of the day. I soon found out the landlord's name was Cromwell, by the way. The landlord, he started arguing on Cromwell and his men, till I said, "Is this Cromwell fella dead?" They threw his hat. And when I come to, on the ground outside, I looked up at the abbey, and I said, "Last husband, he was a jockey. Last right, handsome, ooh, a stunner when I met him. Not big for his size, but once he had the leg up, he couldn't half ride a finish, I guess." Sucked himself stupid and took the ump. We parted last night on fighting terms. I'll give him what for, and ended up with me eye in a sling. Love's a funny thing, ain't it, girl? I'm a bit of a ruin, one up to bed a bit. One that
Drop it, Harry, drop it!
Harry! Harry!
Harry, fix that doctor, she's spark out!
It's all right, right, Murray. It's Bella. Murray! Murray!
Miss Lloyd. Miss Lloyd, try to take a sip of this.
She's been like that ever since we got her own doctor. Doesn't seem to know anybody.
Has she said anything?
Well, nothing to make sense of. She's in a world of her own. Raving. One minute she'll burst out laughing, then she'll be shouting the odds. And then the tears just come streaming down her face.
Delirium, I'm afraid. Miss Lloyd, can you hear me? Try and take a sip of this remedy.
Rheumatic. Lumbago. Drunk full of rheumatic.
That's how she's been.
This will just keep her warm. No visitors. Rest is the only cure.
No cures. And catches up with you this game. 40 years. Often it from here to nobody's business. But I ain't died yet. At the Bird, Sheffield, them knife grinders. I told them to stick their cutlery up their kibers and they soon sat up and listened. Play the anthem. Tell them the Queen of the Halls is here. I've shown them. Nobody ever done me down. Nobody. I'm not going back to him. Oh, I know what they're saying. She's no better than she should be, her. Blighty piece. Scragging dressed as lamb. Serves her right, taken up with a jockey half her age. She'll go back, always does. Well, I ain't. There's not a particle of pity left in me for him. I must acknowledge that she has a black eye now and then, but she doesn't care a little bit, not she. It's a token of affection. Yes, in fact, that is love. With me and her. Her and me. She must like it. Some women do, you know. They like a bit of fist. Get some going. Is that right, boys? Is that what they say? When we was kids, me and my sisters used to go down the cemetery and watch the funerals go by. Was our entertainment. Me, our Grace and Alice sat three in a row on the wall. There was beautiful carriage horses nodding these big black plumes fastened on their heads and flowers. On the back of the hearse they'd have a big display. Like if somebody was a fishmonger they'd have a fish made out of flowers or their favourite armchair. All sorts. We used to pick and choose what we'd fancy having on ours. We'd stand outside the church and listen, and learn 'em by heart. Then go home and work up little shows to do down the temperance hall. We wasn't religious, but it's all show business, isn't it?
Drink! Drink, dearly beloved brethren! Drink to me only with thine eyes, saith the Lord. Abjure the demon alcohol. Abhor ye the alehouse. Temperance and righteousness are the salvation of your soul.
Don't go forgetting your lines, Grace. Come on, go. Where's your ailer, Alice?
It's near.
What do you want, then?
I am.
bossy boots. I am.
And now, a little melodrama presented by the children of our very own Sunshine Club.
Oh, Mother, I must go and find dearest Daddy. Oh, Daddy! Daddy! Where are you? Alas, there he stands, in the public bar. Father, Father, oh, I have found you at last. Now won't you come home with me?
Blessings on thee, my little one. Be gone, dark are the shadows I have cast upon your innocent head.
Come, Father, please. Mother's been waiting so long, and I left her crying so sadly. Now do come home and make us all so happy. Oh, Father, dear Father, come home with me now. The clock in the steeple's struck one. You promised, dear Father, that you would come home as soon as your day's work was done. Our fire has gone out, our house is all dark, and Mother's been watching since tea. With poor Brother Benny so sick in her arms, and no one to help her but me. Come home, come home, come home. Please, Father, dear Father, come home.
You can give me a hand to finish this washing. Your father will be in soon.
Ma, me and Aunt Grace and Alice, we're going to call ourselves the Fairy Fell Minstrels and go on the yells. Here we go.
Are you now?
Why not? Well, I ain't going to go and work down that rotten factory making baby boots or cracking Brazil nuts with a toffee hammer. Oh, go on, Ma, please. I can sing better than any of them girls down Seabright.
Seabright?
And I can dance them off the stage.
Over my dead body.
You can't stop me. Kick up about it as much as you like. You'll never go as high as I'm going to kick my legs up there in the limelight.
Seabright's at 8, Leggett across the Tivoli 9 sharp, cab over the Alhambra for the 10 o'clock turn. Make it to the Pavilion by 11.
Don't want a lot, do ya?
Then get yourself back to the Tivoli for the second house.
5 hours a night? Gan away, do you take me for a silly beggar?
That's the business, darling.
How much?
Well, for a week you might knock up £100.
Oh, God! 100? Cash?
Less my 10%.
£100? Woo!
Sorry, what is it? Laurie,
It's me, Bella.
100. Oh, Lord, how cold.
It's all right, Mary. Shush. There. That's it. Now let me plump your pillows for you. There. There, that's better. All right.
My head was all hurdy-gurdy. I was out of it. Father near keeled over. Donkey's ears he'd grafted, making paper flowers for a couple of bob a week. Mum just shook her head.
You can go too far, too fast, Tilly.
I'll give most of it away, up and down our street. All that oof in your hand. Oh, I've done it. Matilda Alice Victoria Wood from Oxton. The fashionable end, where the unicorns come from. Make myself up a stage name. Mary Lloyd. Mary, because it sounded classy, and Lloyd after the Lloyd's Weekly Gazette. Oh, it's Soham. Not the Fleapits and the Pothouses. Not for me. The Empire. Class. Oh, it's all going to pot now. Too many second-raters getting on the halls. Screamers with voices as a pull the teeth out of a barrel organ. Fat tarts with no idea stood up there like tits in a trance. And I'm too old, am I? Rubbish. Ask 'em. Count the buns on the seats, darling. They still want quality. I can hack it. 17 stood in the wings, your knees chattering to each other. I peep round the prom curtain. Bedlam out there. The gallery boys blowing their penny trumpets and sharing the stalls with monkey-nut shells and chi-iking the tarts, slinking along and back the promenade.
Is there anything up the table?
Not silling willing, girls. Full-rigged oars, reeking of frangipani and rose water. And the smell, the sweat and dust and oranges. And suddenly, your number's up on the board.
Miss Mary Lloyd!
Your tongue sticks to the roof of your mouth. But the music won't wait. No, it never waits. Pushing your own. Oh, Lord help us. Here we go.
I'm a young girl and I've just come over. Over from the country where they do things big. And amongst the boys I've got a lover. And since I've got a lover, why I don't care a fig. The boy I love is up in the gallery. The boy I love, he's looking down at me. There he is, can't you see, waving his handkerchief, as merry as a robin that sings in the tree.
17. And I married the first filbert who shoved a tray of chocolates into my soft, silly hands and told me he loved me. Stars were gonna twinkle, clouds were gonna crack.
The boy that I love, they call him a cobbler, but he's not a cobbler, allow me to say. For Johnny is a tradesman and he works in the borough where they sold an eel on while you wait. The boy I love is up in the gallery. The boy I love is looking down at me. berries. Can't you see? Waving his handkerchief, as merrily as a robin that sings in the tree.
Percy Courtney, one of the stage door Johnnies with their top hats and their tails dangling between their legs. Keep your hands on your apron, girls, Mum always used to tell us. But at 17, apron's are two a penny, eh, girls? Oh, I thought I was fly.
Now, if I were a duchess and I had a lot of money, I'd give it to the boy who's gonna marry me. But I haven't got a penny, so we'll live on love and kisses and be just as happy as the birds in the tree. The boy I love is up in the gallery. The boy I love, he's looking down at me. There he is, can't you see? Oh, I mean is at me. As cocky as a robin that sings in the tree.
Dish and turned out a dog's dinner. Gambling, womanizing, useless washout.
And you, my dear wife, are a spoilt and selfish little brat. I cannot think why I ever married you.
Don't call me selfish. I footed more bills for you, Percy Rotten, jumped up Courtney, than I'll ever top for most empires. I should have known you weren't a stander.
You're the depth of vulgarity.
One thing I had off you, the one cock-up you didn't cock-up was that kid, and I'm keeping her.
We shall have to see about that. I'll wish you a good night.
I'm keeping her. My sweet little Mari, I love that kid. I don't care what they say. I nursed her at my breast in dressing rooms and the backs of acne cabs, rushing between the halls night after night. She had her mother's milk. I wasn't letting him have her. She'd come everywhere with me. Didn't do her no harm. It's not my fault she wants to go on the halls impersonating her mother. I never pushed her. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it anyhow. There's always too many ready to criticise. You can get too sentimental over kids. All built up. The thing I learned about having kids, it hurts. You can't sacrifice your life to them. One's enough. Mum had 12. 9 reared, like popping peas with her in the end. Mothering was an art. Whiting steps for a farthing a time, taking in laundry, feeding her family on fresh air, everything stretched. If she stewed a rabbit, she'd leave the eyes in to see us through the week. All that, yeah. Well, not for me, ducky. You get some champagne with your winkles.
Just because I'm a flimsy girl, you takes me for a jay. But you bet your Sunday collar that I'm fly. And a chap who thinks that he's going to knock about with me stands a chance of getting dotted in the eye. The other night, a bloke as drives an horse for Pickford's, he says to me, I've got lots of doff, so come and have some supper and a spree. He says, what'll you have? Why, iced his gin, says I. But blammy ice, when he says that Wilkes was best, you know, I turns to him and cries, get away, do you take me for a silly? Get away, do you take me for a jay? Do you think you got me for a mug? Well, I'm sure, strike me up the mulberry bush. What do you take me for, I?
Thank you. seen it all, heard it all. Gold back at the Empire Saturday night. The tarts have come down the bottom alley doing their business. Knee trembling the toffs. Open a corner light for a breath of air. You get it all right underneath the window. Like Sodom and Gomorrah out there. I should Coco. Lewisham was lovely. Fields of fresh air round Lewisham them days. Beautiful big house. A palace. Oh, why, I'd the old house full out of Oxton down with us. If you come into money, look after your own first, or you will never hear the last of it. And there was Bella. She was 12, bless her, when I come across her, doing a pantomime down at the pavilion and walking 5 miles home every night. So we just took her in. Out of them all, Bella stuck by me. You'd never catch her bad-mouthing me or stirring it. She come my dresser. I love that girl. I hate being on my own. I can't stand silence. Gets on me nerves. Things start swimming.
Spoilt and selfish little brat. Spoilt and too selfish
far,
little brat.
Too fast, Tilly.
Abjure the demon, oh, alcohol.
I love you, Maury. I love you.
Spoilt and selfish little brat.
Spoilt and selfish and little brat.
I love you.
You can't
far,
shut him off.
Kiss
me a little. Like this needle stuck in there, going round and round. If only I had this, if he'd just been that. If St. Anne's were pots and pans. Stop! Stop! No!
Maury. Maury. It's me, Bella.
Oh, sure. Oh, my sweet Bella, hold me. Hold me, don't leave me.
I'm right here.
Music. Mm. Let's have some music, eh, Bella? Mm. For God's sake. This ain't a funeral parlour.
All right, Maury. I'll put on the gramophone. Would you like that?
Round and round. Round and round.
Liberty Hall down Lewisham them days. Every Sunday the house was chocker. Never knew the half of what turned up. Right bohemians we were. Everybody'd muck in for a shindig and a sing-song. You say Courtney hated all of that. Too bloody oi polloi for him. One fella used to come, right chatterbox, an Italiana. Bit of all right and all.
Mari, I want to make you a proposition.
Listen, your source. I'm not open to none of your propositions. Bella might be interested, eh, Bella?
Oh, don't tell me out.
What is it this time, Guglielmo? One of your adventures?
See, Mari, I can take your voice into every parlor in the world. No cylinders, no wire, floating on the air.
Sounds lovely.
He's off his roof, oh.
No, listen. You invest a few £1,000, that's all. And I promise you 50% of everything. 50!
What if it don't work? What's 50% of nothing?
But it will work, believe me.
Come and have a dance, Guglielmo, and you can tell me all about it.
Consider, please, Mari. One day we is going to be a name in the household everywhere, eh? Please.
Guglielmo. Guglielmo Marconi. Just shows you. With a name like that, he could have been selling hokey pokey and ice lollies down the Strand. In a lot of ways, we'd have been better off if he had. All these wireless sets, phonograms, bioscopes and cinematographs. It's killing the halls. What I hate most, out of all these gimmicks and gadgets, microphones. Variety shows with voiceless wonders all dolled up to the nines, simpering down a loudspeaker, all dress and no act, no talent. It's all getting cleaned up and cosy, gutless. And it's dead. That's how it's going. They got me to do a recording. stood me in front of one of these enormous funnels, like staring down a foghorn on the Titanic. 30 years on the oars, and it comes to that, saucing it up into a glorified tin bucket.
Sing like your usual to it, Marie. Straight down, nice and saucy, eh?
Breaks your bleeding heart. If it ain't real, how can you feel?
Right, cue band.
I've got to have an audience. I'd die without an audience. And they still come. People want to feel alive.
I never was the one to go and stiff myself. If I like to think, I'll like it, that's enough. But there's lots of people say that if you like a thing a lot, it'll grow on you and all that sort of stuff. Now I like the proper stout as well as anyone, but a proper stout's supposed to make you fat. And there's many a long dog metal dot down the touch it, cause it might spoil a figure, silly cat. I always go with heaven, and if you fancy it, it's understood. And suppose it makes you fat, well, I'll not worry over that, cause a little of what you fancy do you good. Now, every year, I like a little holiday, and we always has one, my old man and me. But the last time that we had one, he brings up a new idea, when he saw the ladies bathing in the sea. He did what a man required was change of everything, and he ought to take his holidays alone. Away from day-to-day affairs. So I said, oh, very likely, well, if you'd like a little fortnight on your own. I always hope with heaven, and if you fancy it, it's understood. But if that's a blooming game, I intend to do the same. Oh, with a little, I want to fancy, don't you, good? What's saucy for the gander? I know, juicy for the goose, my girls. Now, I had to catch a certain train the other day. Oh, and I very nearly lost his heart even there. But the guard said, come on, missus, jump in, and he shoved me in a purse. And I saw a lovely couple sitting there. Well, I could see that honeymoon was stamped all over them. For the lady and the chap. So I says to him, excuse me, if you want to have a cuddle, cause I'm going to have a nap. Cause I always hope with heaven, and if you fancy it, it's understood. And I'll be dreaming while you spoon. Yet I'm on my honeymoon. Cause a little of what you fancy does ya good. Come on, let's hear ya. I always hope with everything you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. I'll be dreaming for you soon.
What?
I protest at this display of lewd and salacious vulgarity.
How the hell are you interrupting my turn?
Your entire performance is a disgrace. Indecent, dirty, downright filth.
Oh, Mrs. God Almighty, almost enchant. And her sidekicks, the Purity Party, they called themselves. Too pure to bloody live. Prudes on the prowl. The Bustle and Bodice Brigade. Husbands in tow with their stiff little dickies tucked down the trousers. Mr. and Mrs. Whitewash. Got themselves elected on the Council Watch Committee, didn't they? Fishing around for any bit of filth they could find. come down the Empire, threatening to get the licence docked because of the tarts touting in the back bar. Bloody hypocrites! I told her straight.
Look here, madam! These girls is only earning a living to keep their kids that or starve. You try going down the bun house if you're short. The relieving officer will tell you straight. You don't get a penny of assistance till you sold everything you've got. Now the girls get themselves down Leicester Square and does just that. What more, Mrs. High and Mighty, they wouldn't be on the market if there wasn't the tots ready and willing to pay for a bumper, if I want. It ain't day labourers they're doing business with up west. It's your lot, darling. The swells, the real knobs. And them prizes is every inch of gentleman's I want. Them girls is pleasuring the sons and blooming husbands of the sort of lardy-da ladies who come down here giving us all this sanctimonious claptrap. Oh, I could have swung for her. Her class couldn't never understand the oars. Oh, they can have their twaddling teacup dramas up west. All very educating and elevating, I'm sure. But the oars is real. As... near the knuckle for prim and proper madams from Kensington. All right, sir, don't bother with it. I entertain me own. And they don't come out on a Saturday night and pay their tenors and bobs for dead marches and Sunday school songs. They can get that down the Sunny Army for nicks. Oh, they had it in for me. Hauled me up in front of the watch committee to scrutinise my repertoire. Thank you very much.
This way, Miss Lloyd.
Threatening to bar me off the oars.
Good morning, Miss Lloyd.
Morning, gents. I'm stood there like butter wouldn't melt in my bloomers.
We have received complaints as to the general vulgarity of your material, Miss Lloyd.
Me vulgar? Oh, no. Saucy, maybe. But you want a dollop of sauce on your brisket, eh, Jen?
We are informed that your songs are extremely smutty, madam.
Smut? The very idea. I've brought one of them along for you to scrutinise, if I may. Mr. Charles Higgins here will accompany, if that's all right.
Yes, pray continue.
How am I doing, Charlie?
Like a nun in a knocking shop, Maury.
I always hold with having it, if you fancy it, if you fancy it, that's understood. I'll be dreaming while you spoon, thought I'm on my honeymoon, 'cause a little of what you fancy does you good.
Oh, gents, how'd you like them apples, eh?
Well, any comments, gentlemen?
I'd hardly describe the lady's very elegant rendition as lewd and salacious, Mr. Chairman.
No, quite.
I suggest we move on to the next business and apologise to Miss Lloyd for inconveniencing her in this manner.
Yes. Hold on, Your Honour. If you're looking for smut, there's a little ditty I'd like you to give the once-over. I come across it the other day by this fella called Tennyson. Come into the garden, Maud.
Oh, yes, I know it. My wife is very fond of the song.
Oh, gives it to you in the parlour regular, does she?
Yes.
That's nice for you. Charlie?
Yes, Miss Lloyd.
All about the fella had once Maud out in the garden alone. What do you think he wants her for, eh? He ain't brought the milk round, I can tell you.
Come into the garden, Maud, for the black bat night has flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I am here at the gate alone.
I am here at the gate alone, and the woodbine spices are wafted abroad, and the musk of the rose is blown for a breeze of morning. And the planet of love is on high,
beginning to faint in the light that she loves on a bed of daffodil sky, to faint in the light of one she loves, to faint in the light and to die.
Come,
moon, my sweet.
Come,
moon, my sweet.
Maud, Maud, come. I'm here at the gate alone.
Smut! It's all in the mind, gents. All in the mind. All in the mind. All in the mind.
All in the mind. In the mind. The mind. Nightmares. Rows of faces staring. Deadpan. Nothing. They don't like me. Don't want me anymore. Finished. Dan Leno just cracked up. His mind went on him. Funniest man I ever saw. Just had to look at him, it was laugh or cry. The shortest little fella.
Like the legs. I've got them turned up at the bottom for me feet.
When they put Dan in the mental home, there was a clock on the wall. Dan says to the nurse, "Is that clock right?" "Yeah," she goes.
"What's it doing in here then?"
It was never right again. Mark Sheridan, he used to come round for the shindigs. Oh, lovely man. I do like to be beside the seaside. I do like to be beside the sea. And there's lots of girls besides I'd like to be beside. He walked out the theatre into the park one day and blew his brains out. Every night I go on, I dread dying out there.
See the twinkle in my eye, just got back from France, that's why. Me and Bill went over there to spend our moon. Hush, can't mean foreign parts. Did I like it all? Bless your arms. Can't say more about it than it ended up too soon. Don't think I'm done with good old England. Oh, not likely. Born and bred down Anthony Way and proud to own it too. So long to make up and a great. That is thick from Paris Sprite. Gives a girl a chance to show what she can do. Oh, I'd like to go with you. Paris is a proper pantomime. And if they'd only ship the Anthony Road and float it over there, I'd like to live in Paris all the time.
We were happy. 10 champagne years. Alec Early, a regular costermonger's barrow boy. One of your own and brimful of it. He'd started coming round to Lewisham, Sundays. Good-looking fella. Always well turned out. I says to Bella one night, we was lying in bed together. I'd crept in late after a show. It just come over me. Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Bella.
What?
Daisy.
Do you wake?
I am now.
Listen, Bella. I'm in love.
Oh, God.
No, listen. I mean it. It's early.
I know it's early. It's 2 o'clock in the bloody morning.
No, you daft apeth. Alec Early. I'm in love with him. What do you think of that?
What do I think?
Yeah, go on.
I think that's the best speech you've ever made, darling.
Oh, Bella!
That was it. Before long, we were shacked up living over the brush in Southampton Row. Let 'em talk. Heydays we had, him and me. That Ocas honeymoon in Paris. One day, Alec hires a carriage and pair to do the town. Alex thrilled to bits, riding round, seeing the sights. And I'm sat there with a face as long as a kite, in a mood. I can't remember why.
Oi, what's that over there?
That? C'est la Tour Eiffel, monsieur.
Glory, it's the Eiffel Tower. It is an Eiffel and all, eh?
Sit down and stop shouting. You're giving me headache.
What's up with you?
Nothing.
Come on, what's wrong? Something gone up your nose?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, no, life and soul of the funeral, aren't you? Come on.
Don't leave off, Alec.
Right. Oi, chauffeur. Return a silver plate. Madam's got the hump.
Oui, monsieur. Oh, Alec.
I love you, Alec.
I love you, Murray.
Really love me?
Love you to bits.
All over the world we went. Berlin, New York, Joburg, Australia. I've done a thing on him in Melbourne.
No, Murray, you ain't.
Don't talk rot. If you're one short in the chorus line, I'll step in.
Oh, come off it, Murray. Since when was you an eye kicker?
Here, I can get me leg over standing up as well as lying down, ducks.
They're all waiting for you, sir.
Come in. If you set...
Hurry up, early. You're late. Go on. I'll be right behind you with the rest of the girls.
Truth.
On he goes. Thumbing his braces, knocking out his cockney knees up.
Talk about the cakewalk. Why, the Lambeth walk and knock it all to smithereens. It ain't a blooming fake walk. It's the same as what we use when out of selling greens. And we don't want no banjos, burnt cork, nor any fake. The Lambeth walk, there ain't no talk. That walk takes the cake. La 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 la.
La 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 la
You made out of my chorus line, didn't you?
I'll be in bed tomorrow night. You'll see.
Yeah, well, you want... Marie!
She's a caution, ain't she? She'll have a go at anything.
Yeah, but mostly she likes having a go at me.
Oh!
Generous to a fault. Always buying me stuff. Diamonds, dresses. Oh, that dress.
What? Oh, oh, Alec.
Couturier job, that is.
Oh, look at the cut of that. Oh, yeah. Bit saucy, isn't it?
Latest thing, Mari. They seen the ankles. Now get out there and show them a bit of leg.
Come here.
Of leaf. Sister, if she could come to town, oh, what would Mother Eve think of my new Parisian gown?
cover up their fair skin. Lately, Salome has charmed us all, I'm sure, wearing some rows of beads and not much more. Fancy my dressing like that too, and the Daily Mirror men would surely want an interview. Sharpen your pencil and you can cite them on particular. Grandmother wore the crinoline. Then came the bustle. Oh, wasn't that a tussle? Women were tied up and loaded down with dress. Now fashionable plates decree we must wear less. Each year our costume grows more brief. I wonder when we'll get back to the good old-fashioned leaf. Paradise, I cocky. A poem. Now don't go giving me the bird. I'm very literally minded, as you know. A Ben Tillett from over Bethnal Green, him off the Dockers Union, sent it round. It's by a fella called Percy Bysshe Shelley. There's a name to go to bed with. Rise like lions out of slumber, in unvanquishable number. Shake the chains to earth like dew, which in sleep hath fallen on you. Ye are many, they are few.
Here goes picketing down the Oxford Theatre. Me and Alex stood on the pavement shouting the odds.
Scabs! Scabs! We'll know your names!
This tough come on. Short fella, shaped like a pear drop, with a little corporation round the front.
Help! 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 Silence! Boss! Clear off! Clear off, a lot of you!
Until this theatre's closed, matey.
I beg your pardon. Who do you think you are?
I'm Mari Lloyd Cocky. Who are you?
I am the manager, Mr. Blythe Pratt.
Blythe Pratt! I'm going to whack myself!
Mr. Blythe Pratt! Oh, he wasn't all. He was determined to keep the Oxford Theatre open.
fetched in one-legged gymnasts out of retirement, a magic lantern show, the Alps viewed through a periscope. Then to crown it, he fetches his troop of elephants through the picket line. I mean, you feel dark shouting blacklegs at a herd of effing elephants, don't you? Oh, there was some turns across that line. Bella Elmore. Sweet songstress she was billed as. A right screamer. And Alex calling her every name under the sun.
Stop
it,
Alex Glennerich! She left in a place like a dumpster sofa.
She got murdered, poor soul. Well, killed. She took up with that Dr. Crippen and he did her in. Walled her up in his cellar. Some men just seem to have it in them. Even the gentle lookers, the sweetest talkers, they can turn. Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do? I want to go to Birmingham and they've taken me on to cruise. Send me back to London as quickly as you can. Oh, Mr. Porter, what a silly girl I am. It's a dog's life, travelling a trunk up, back, down, around. 1 week in Glasgow and he's in London. I'm in Nottingham and he's the other side of the moon. Might as well be. Oh, they applaud.
They love you, man. Listen to them. They love you.
Love you. And then leave the hall and go home to their blokes and their missus. And you try and reach the one who really cares about you. Endlessly on the telephone, ringing and ringing, writing letters in hotel rooms. And the rumours start. The yellow press. Who were you with last night? If we'd stuck together, Alec, I warned you. I begged you not to go off tour in the back of beyond. It's bound to happen. You go and you booze, you laugh and carry on with the other turns in late night bars.
Sure, anyway, more of the mark of reason than see the river.
Enjoying ourselves, are we?
Alec! You said you weren't back till tomorrow.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, don't be like that.
Steady on now, my friend. Have a drink.
You keep out of it. So this is what you get up to, is it?
I ain't gonna sit at home and knit every night you're not here, am I?
No, you'd sooner be out on the razzle with your fancy man.
We're just having a drink together, that's all. Now you leave off.
You're old enough to be his flaming mother.
Alec!
And don't tell me there's nothing to it. I heard...
Don't you start sewing me up again.
I've had it up to here with you.
There's nothing going on. If you want to believe all the waggling tongues putting down the poison, that's your business. Can't you trust me?
Don't seem like I can do it.
Oh, marvellous. Well, don't then. Don't. I'll get on with it then, shall I? If I've got the name, I may as well have the game, eh?
You carry on how you damn well please. But don't think you're going to make a monkey out of me. That's me. Finished. Understand? Finish with you. You cow!
Alec! Come back here! Come back! Damn you! Alec! Please! Alec!
Oh, Mary.
He's gone! He's gone!
I know, darling. I know.
My old man said follow the van and don't dilly-dally on the way. Off went the van with me arm packed in it. I walked behind with me old cockle in it. But I dillied, I dallied, I dallied and I dillied. Lost me way and don't know where to roam. Of course I had to stop and have a little drop of tiddly. Now I can't find my way home. I didn't mean to, honest. I'm just a silly cow. He was young, a stunner, with sky blue eyes and a lilting voice. Shy, but I could tell the way he looked at me. And when you're pushing 40, Ben Dillon. He started coming round Sundays for the shindigs, like Alec had. Irish he was, a jockey. He'd won the Guineas, even won the Derby. He wasn't a big talker, but one night he borrowed the squeeze box off somebody, and he started him singing. And all the time, he never took his eyes off of me.
Oh, at last rays of feeling and life must depart. Ever bloom of that valley shall fade from my heart.
It was like hot and cold water come running up and down my spine. Me and Alec wanted a divorce, but the Crown wouldn't allow it. The Crown. I'm British and proud of it. Our mum had a mantel shelf full of coronation cups, royal souvenir knick-knacks and novelty whim-whams. Always had the bunting up and street parties every royal wedding. And they go and do this on me. First royal command performance for variety, and I'm snubbed out of it. Oh, they'll give them Churquin, the one-eyed Kaffir, Paolo and Pixie, Sinky Valley, the human blooming billiard bold. But Mary Lloyd ain't good enough for their majesties. Ain't she? Listen, I've had Walter queuing up in the corridor just to shake my hand, ducky. Tell him, Bella, you remember? This tall bloke, silk-lined cloak, dark beard, hanging about outside my dressing room one night.
Excuse me. Is Miss Lloyd receiving visitors?
Sorry, mate, you'll have to push off. Miss Lloyd's too bushed to see anybody.
He tipped his hat and went. The manager goes airless. She's only shooed the Prince of Wales out the stage door, ain't she? Oh, was good enough for royalty then. What's up with me now?
I know who's putting in the squeak for me here, Bella. It's Stowe and the rest of them managers. Her stuff's too blue. She's living in sin, you know, and divorced once before that. Can't put her in front of the Crown. 25 years full, top of the bill. And I'm the best. Ask anybody. I am the best, aren't I?
Of course you are. It goes steady on that, Mari.
Oh, don't stuck up Stowe, creeping after a knighthood for making the music all respectable. Make it the kind of place his mate and aunt can come to. Lay your plush carpets over the sawdust. Curl your brass lips round the spittoons. No smoking, no swearing, no drinking in the auditorium. Do it all and his bloody mate and aunt's going to be the only one coming. Clean up your acts and rip the guts out of it. Respectable. I don't never want to be that sort of respectable. And God help this country if that's what music all gets boiled down to. Milk and water, pap.
There's not a lot you can do, love. Forget it.
Over my dead body, Bella. I won't let them get away with it. Here. We'll hire the London Pavilion up west on the same night, and we'll pack it to bursting. And outside the hall, I'm going to stick up a bill. Every performance of Mary Lloyd's is a command performance by order of the British public. Stuff their tight-arsed royal command performance. Here, the hottest thing they'll get down there is Vestatilly in a pair of trousers. We'll give the punters what they want, girl. They can have the Queen for a couple of bob a throw. Mary Lloyd, the Queen of the Halls. Up to the West End, right in the best end. Straight from the country, come Miss Maudie Brown. Father a curate, I couldn't endure it. That's why the lady's residing in town. 12 months ago, her modest self felt quite sublime to sit on the fellow's knee who's been in all the grime. And if she should want a kiss, she'd
to her eyes like this. But now she drops them just one at a time. And every little movement has a meaning of its own. Every little movement tells a tale. When she walks in dainty hobbles in the background here, there's a kind of a wiggle, and she glides like this. And the John is following her trail. But when she turns her head like so, something's going, don't you know? Every little movement tells a tale. Congratulations! Such celebrations! Bertie and Gertie have just tied the knot. Both at the party, all gay and hearty, but notice the bridegroom looks anxiously. What? When friends and relatives depart their different ways, alone with the girlie of his heart, and no one to gaze, he turns the lights down low. She looks at him like so, and shyly with a wedding ring she plays. And every little movement has a meaning of its own. Every little movement tells a tale. When alone, no words they utter, but when midnight chimes, then the hearts begin to flutter, and she yawns like this. Ooh, and stretches out her arms so frail, and her hubby, full of love, looks at her and points above. Every little movement tells a tale.
$1,500 a week. That's how much they think of me over there. Moss Empires, you can keep it, ducky. Up your jacks, I what? I've had a gutful of all the phony, hypocritical sham in this rotten country. America, here I come. Me and Dylan was on the next ship out of Southampton. Pick sick of the lot of them. We tried to get married, but the Crown refused me an earlier divorce. Then they done Dylan. Barred him off the race course. Couldn't ride again for backing one of his own horses. Well, they all do it. He got more fiddlers down Ascot and Epsom than a philharmonic orchestra. The whole of racing's crooked start to finish. No, they done Dylan to get at me, didn't they? Oh, yeah. That's how they carry on once the knife's out for you. Well, I'm off. I'm taking a ticket to Broadway, where they know a star when they see one. No. Let me out. Let me out. They took me away and locked me up. A filthy, dirty cell. They took me to Ellis Island and locked me up.
Here, you can't do this.
That's the law, lady. Unless you and this Mr. Dillon can produce a marriage certificate, you are in contravention of the Immorality Act.
But we love each other. We live like man and wife.
The point is, you ain't, though, are ya? In this country, ma'am, law says living in sin is a crime against public decency.
Public decency? The bloody public love me. I'm Mary Lloyd.
It don't matter who. Until your lawyers sort this out, you better make yourself comfortable.
In this stinking filth. It isn't fit to put pigs in.
Well, it's the best we got. Good day to you, ma'am.
Oh, no, come back. Let me out. Oh, God, I can't stand this. Oh, I'm no dirt. I can't put up with it. Scrub the corners out. Get into the corners. The middle will take care of itself. Wash yourselves down. I told the girls, always line your cupboards. Clean white paper. Don't never cover over the dirt. Oh, please. Let me out! Let me out!
Let me go! Let me go!
It's all right. I'm here.
Just having a nightmare. Let's all calm down. Come on, calm down.
It's filthy. It's filthy in here.
No, Murray, you're imagining things. Everything's clean and fresh, just how you like it.
I can't stand it. I can't stand
there
it.
There is no dirt.
I can't stand the dirt.
Stop it, Murray. Stop it.
I'm coming out.
Raven, mortified. I fetched that doctor to my cell. I felt so humiliated. Why can't people never leave me alone? What the hell's it got to do with anybody else how I live my life? And I could see the Statue of Liberty through the iron bars. staring down at me. This holier-than-thou look wrapped across her phiz. Bring me your huddled masses and your tempest-tossed. Yeah, bring them and she'll toss them right back where they ruddy will come from if she fences it. 5 lawyers and a lot of dosh, and then they lets me out on my knees. Keep a respectable distance from Mr. Dillon. Eat your breakfast at separate tables and we'll all pretend you're just good friends. They put me through the tortures of hell for that. Marvellous. The Americans speak the same language as the British. Hypocritical and buggery. Oh, what the heck. We stayed. I wanted to die. I thought of it. I'll do it one day. I mean it. One day they'll play the intro, and I just won't be there.
Folks advance, or you're telling stories nice. I shouldn't tell the end if I was you. For to cut it short is best, you can let them guess the rest. Twiggy boo, my boys, Twiggy boo.
To be wed, she is nearly offered an appointment with. Better a telegraph from London. Alec died of double pneumonia. It was the double whiskies really killed him. He hit the bottle hard after we split, but he'd always been a bit of a drinker. Come as a shock, naturally. I didn't go back for the funeral. Just sent a wreath. Nothing too grand. Small, simple, with a card. Till we meet again, love, Mary. I sent instructions for it to be put inside the coffin. Especially. I mean, only to stop the press getting hold of it, reading into it. Meant me and Dylan could get wet. There was that, of course. Alec. I know she thinks about him, and inwardly she frets. I've watched her roses fading now for months, and when she speaks about him, she says, "Forgive me and forget. Remember, Bill, he used to love me once."
Same as yesterday, Pastor. Oh, Mari, what is it, love? It's Bella. The doctor's here to see you.
How are you today, Miss Lloyd?
Oh, come on, Mari. Don't cry. Cheer up.
Gold, come on, cheer up. This is a right how-do-you-do. Me and Dylan have blown 100,000 in 5 years flat. They make money round to go round. Of course they do.
Horses. Save your money, dearie. I've thrown a fortune away. Reckons himself a tipster.
I've tipped a good few.
Couldn't tip ashtrays. Everyone a stoomer.
The hell with you.
Don't look now, but your saddle's slipping, cocky. That's the size of it, Dylan. And I should know the size of it, eh, Bernard?
You're looking at a man who won the English Derby. I know my horses.
Won the Derby once. Once is all you can manage these days.
And better win the Derby the once than be a second-rate showgirl all your life. And you know about that, darling.
Oh, yeah? Best actress on the English stage. Sarah Bernhardt said that, and she should know. Any woman who could come on after the performing seals at the London Coliseum doing Hamlet in French with a wooden leg and get away with it ought to know what she's talking about. To be or not to be? That's a bloody question I want.
You've got two chances in this life. No chance and a dog's chance. White feathers. The lardy-dars were out on the street, handing them out. Them again. They tried giving one to Dylan. He just smiled, shrugged his shoulders. Here, whatever they give off about Dylan, he weren't a coward. He went. Lucky, he got back. Millions of them butchered. Less chance than a dog. Ah, they were only kids. East End boys, cheering and laughing. I entertained me own. How the hell did I know? Nobody did. They all look so cocky in their khaki. Makes a man of ya. Oh, that killing. The drums and the bugles, and we're sure the Kaiser loves your dear old tanks. That bloody music.
Shall I tell you what a big surprise I've had? I never would have dreamed of it before. 'Cause I used to look on blunts, a sort of comic paper jokes, a thing to have a laugh with, nothing more. Perhaps you don't know Johnny Brown, what sells the flowers and fruit. I stood in 'cause he used to make me laugh. The other day, he toddles round in khaki, if you please. Oh, she's lammied, and it suits her eye, not half. Oh, I do feel so proud of you, I do, on the bright. I'm going to give you an extra cuddle tonight. I didn't like you much before you joined the army, John, but I do like your khaki, there you put your khaki on. Standing at the corner of the street last night, he says to me, now what you gonna do? Let's get married straight away. I said, oh, what people say. They all begin to talk about us too. Well, he looks disappointed, so I said, let's say a month. Then on my word, the honest truth to speak, he told me how his furlough might get cut short any day. So I said, right, I'll be ready in a week. Oh, I do feel so proud of you, I do. I'm going to give you an extra cuddle tonight. I didn't like you much before you joined the army, John, but I do like your cookie, now you've got your cocky on. Satisfied? Music. Military two steps to funeral marches. Never trust to it. An eternal tell you that. It don't pay to follow the band. Nightmares. I can't sleep. Dylan's going crazy with the drink. Shouting, screaming at me.
I'll spend my money how I like.
Your money? You haven't brought a brass farthing into this house for the past 10 years.
Oh, is that right?
I'm grafting every nod that God sends, and you're pouring every penny of it down your neck.
And doesn't it give you the greatest pleasure to remind me every chance you get, I was something? Do you hear me? King of the turf!
top of the world, and you couldn't stand that, could you?
Oh, Bernard, not all that.
It had to be you, didn't it? Murray Lloyd, the great I am.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not getting at you. I'm just trying to tell you...
Getting at me, huh? You've been the ruination of me. Do you know that? I hate you. I can't stand the sight of you. Get out! Get out!
No, Bernard! No!
He's going to pieces. Blames me for everything. He come into my bedroom. I was asleep. He forced my eyes open and splashed this stuff all in them. I thought it was vitriol.
You rotten, selfish cow! I hate you! Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
No,
I hate you!
No, I hate don't hit me! No, you didn't, don't hit me! I hate not you. My face! Not my face!
Stand up.
Oh, the shine. You can't cover it with makeup. Everybody knows.
You've got to leave him, Murray.
No, it's my fault. I ruined him. He'd have been all right if he hadn't met me.
He's no right knocking you about, Murray.
He needs me, Bella.
No!
I've got to go back to him. He's begged me. He said he's sorry.
It'll only happen again. It always does. Oh, darling, don't.
I can't leave him, can I? I can't keep running away.
Nobody made me. I deserved it. I chose, didn't I? Everybody loves you, Mari. Throw your money round. Ain't she a gem? Lord love you for it, Mari. I'm a selfish cow. Alec loved me. Really loved me. And I killed him. Broke his heart. I deserve it. If I were a duchess and I had a load of money, I'd give it to the boy who's gonna marry me. But I haven't got a penny. For love and kisses, and be just as happy as the birds in the tree. The boy I know is up in the gallery. The boy I love is looking down at me. There he is, can't you see? Waving his handkerchief, as merry as a robin that sings in the tree. I'm so lonely.
Last birthday. He says to me, "Well, old girl, what would you like?" I said, "I fancy a little cock." He give me this. What is the prize?
That was Marie Lloyd, the Queen of the Halls, by Steve Trafford, with Elizabeth Mansfield as Marie Lloyd. Robert Lister played Alec Hurley and Killian McKenna, Bernard Dillon. Jenny Howe played Bella, James Green, the Doctor. Joe Kendall, Mrs. Ormiston Chant, and Christopher Good, Percy Courtney. Grace was Sarah Mansfield. Alice, Susan Sheridan. The temperance advocate, Mary Allen, and the manager, Danny Schiller. Timothy Bateson played Mr. Blythe Pratt, Benoit Wookway, Marconi,